Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Had a great day here at Deer Run yesterday, and great atmosphere of worship in the morning, and blessings, food, and fellowship gathering in the evening. It was real blessing, and spent the evening with a focus on thankfulness and how God has blessed each of us. And this week we're going to be talking and praying about a not so ordinary life, and kind of started the focus with creation, with God taking the dust of the earth and forming a human and breathing the breath of life into him, and thus creating man. And when we think about life and we begin to consider the ordinary nature of life, I think it's important to remember that this life began with the breath of God. And so each day this week and each weekday, we'll talk about, pray about different aspects of this not so ordinary life that God calls us to live. And today we're going to begin with the kind of a foundational element to a not so ordinary life is choose life. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 says, This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live. As the people were coming out of slavery, out of Egypt, out of bondage, and were preparing and being prepared by God to enter the land of promise, God lays out his expectations, his commands, his laws, and does so in a way that acknowledges that if the people were to be obedient, if the people were to trust God, if the people would live with God as their God, then God's blessings would be upon them. But if they would choose to serve the gods of the land that they were entering, if they would choose to reject Jehovah as God, if they would choose to ignore the instructions and commands that God had given them, then the curses of the law would be upon them. And the plea is that they would recognize the choice that was in front of them, that it really was a choice between life and death. In essence, it's the same choice that God gave to Adam and Eve in the garden. You can do whatever you want. You can eat whatever you want out of this garden, except for the one tree. And the curses of disobedience in the garden was, if you eat of that tree, you will surely die. And that same opportunity existed to choose life or to choose death. But there's something about choosing death that doesn't immediately feel or look or seem like that's what our choice is. And the enemy wraps it up in pretty packages and delivers it in a way that seems acceptable. And it's why the reminder was necessary for the people of Israel. It's why the reminder is necessary for you and for me today. Those same options exist. And God says that this choice that was being made, this choice that He calls us to make, is not for ourselves only. When we choose the curses of the law, when we choose disobedience, when we choose the pretty packaged lies of the enemy over the truth of God, it's not only ourself that suffers, but it works its way down to future generations. We often talk in today's culture about breaking generational cycles, generational curses even. Families get caught up in a certain way of life that may not be healthy, may not be productive, may not be good, but when you do things for so long, it becomes so difficult to be the one to make a change. And the message that God gave to the people of Israel is the same message that He gives to you and to me today. In His Word, He has set forth the blessings and curses, the reward of faithfulness and the devastation of unfaithfulness. He has set forth the consequences of our choice. And each day we make choices throughout the day. Choices that reflect obedience or disobedience. Choices that reflect serving God or serving self. Choices that really are between life and death. And the vast majority of those choices, we really don't take this as significant. We lose sight of God's Word in the midst of our daily routines. And we think it's just a matter of choosing between earning a moderate income or earning a lot of money. We think it's just a matter of choosing between comfort or difficulty. You see, we look at the choices from our perspective. We look at the choices from the immediate result. And so many times we think, well, this will be easier. I'll just do it this way. Without looking at the consequence. Without even considering what way God would want us to do it. You see, this choose life. We often hear it, at least within Christian circles, regarding the pro-life movement and choosing life for the unborn children. And while that's an important choice that we ought to be making, we ought to value life from those that are yet to be born to those who have lived many, many years. The choice that God calls us to make is not just about life existing. It's about the kind of life we live. It's about living that life of faithfulness to God and not only understanding and knowing His Word, but doing it. You see, when we consider God's choices, God did not make us into robots that are programmed to do His will no matter what. He created us in His own image with a mind and intellect and decision-making capabilities, and then continually has called us to choose to love Him, to choose to serve Him, to choose to obey Him. And throughout His Word, He sets up the contrast. He gives the consequences of disobedience, of unfaithfulness, of serving another master, and continually calls to choose life. Choose to do, choose to believe, choose to think those things that lead to eternal life. When we do that, it does become a blessing to us. It does become a blessing to our children. They still have to make that choice on their own, but they have seen the example. Just as an example of disobedience gets passed along, an example of obedience is passed along. And so the choice we make today is not a choice just for us. It's a choice about what kind of example will I be to my children, to my grandchildren, to those that I work with, to those that I go to school with, to those that I interact with. Today, as you think about living that not so ordinary life, would you begin by choosing life and rejecting the lies of the enemy? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and given us that which we need for godliness, that which we need to make the right choices. And Father, we confess that we don't always do that. We evaluate according to our desires and our personality and everything about us. And we choose what we want. And we choose what satisfies us at the moment. And in the midst of doing so, we fail to realize whatever eternal consequences might exist in regard to our decisions. So God, today, help us to be more fully aware of the choices that are before us. Open our eyes to see beyond and through those fancy packaging that the enemy uses. May we see what's really inside his deceit, his accusations, his schemes that try to get us to choose in a way that would be detrimental to ourselves and to those around us. And Father, as we consider that Jesus, your Son, is the way, the truth, and the life, may we choose him as the source of our life, as the foundation of our life, as the direction of our life. Father, today, may we choose to be that example of life, that example of obedience, that example of one blessed by you. Help us to see clearly both the consequences and the rewards that accompany whatever decision that we're looking at making. Just as you spoke clearly to your people in days long ago, you continue to speak clearly through your word, through your spirit. May we have ears that listen, hearts that are obedient, minds that are thoughtful, that give careful consideration. And so God, today, help us to know that you continue to set before us blessings and curses, life and death. And help us to choose life. And as we choose life, as we value life, as we lift up life in Jesus, may we lift him up so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.